where to start and I can't concentrate with all this noise. Okay, that's better. I've told them to give me some peace, and Homer backed me up, so at last they've gone and I can think straight. I don't know if I'll be able to do this. I might as well say so now. I know why they chose me, because I'm meant to be the best writer. But there's a bit more to it than just being able to write. There's a few little things that can get in the way. Little things like feelings, emotions. Well, we'll come to that later. Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. I'm down at the creek now, sitting on a fallen tree. Nice tree. Not an old, rotten one that's been eaten by witchetty grubs, but a young one with a smooth, reddish trunk and the leaves still showing some green. It's hard to tell why it fell. It looks so healthy. But maybe it grew too close to the creek. It's good here. This pool's only about 10 meters by 3, but it's surprisingly deep, up to your waist in the middle. There's constant little concentric ripples from insects touching it as they skim across the surface. I wonder where they sleep and when. I wonder if they close their eyes when they sleep. I wonder what their names are. Busy, anonymous, sleepless insects. To be honest, I'm only writing about the pool to avoid doing what I'm meant to be doing. That's like Chris, finding ways to avoid doing things he doesn't want to do. See, I'm not holding back. I warned them I wouldn't. I hope Chris doesn't mind my being chosen to do this instead of him, because he is really a good writer. He did look a bit hurt, a bit jealous even, but he hasn't been in this from the start, so it wouldn't have worked. Well, I better stop biting my tongue and start biting the bullet. There's only one way to do this, and that's to tell it in order, chronological order. I know writing it down is important to us. That's why we all got so excited when Robin suggested it. It's terribly, terribly important. Recording what we've done, in words, on paper. It's got to be our way of telling ourselves that we mean something, that we matter, that the things that we've done have made a difference. I don't know how big a difference, but a difference. Writing it down means we might be remembered, and by God that matters to us. None of us wants to end up as a pile of dead white bones, unnoticed, unknown, and worst of all, with no one knowing or appreciating the risks we've run. That makes me think that I should be writing this like a history book, in very serious language, all formal. But I can't do that. Everyone's got their own way, and this is mine. If they don't like my way, they'll have to find someone else. Okay, better do it then. It all began when... They're funny, those words. Everyone uses them, without thinking what they mean. When does anything begin? With everyone, it begins when you're born. Or before that, when your parents got married. Or before that, when your parents were born. Or when your ancestors colonized the place. Or when humans came squishing out of the mud and slime, dropped off their flippers and fins, and started to walk. But all the same, all that aside, for what's happened to us, there was quite a definite beginning. So, it all began when Corey and I said we wanted to go bush, go feral for a few days over Christmas holidays. It was just one of those stupid things. Oh, wouldn't it be great if... We camped out quite often. We've been doing it since we were kids, taking motorbikes all loaded with gear and going down to the river, sleeping under the stars, or slinging a bit of canvas between two trees on cold nights. So we were used to that. Sometimes another friend would come along, Robin or Fee usually. Never boys. At that age, you think boys have as much personality as coat hangers, and you don't notice their looks. Then you grow up. Well, there we were, only weeks ago, though I can hardly believe it, lying in front of the television watching some junk and talking about the holidays. Corey said, "We haven't been down to the river for ages. Let's do that." "Okay. Hey, let's ask Dad if we can have the Land Rover." "Okay. Hey, let's see if Kevin and Homer want to come." "God, yeah, boys. But we'd never be allowed." "I reckon we might. It's worth a try." "Okay. Hey, if we get the Land Rover, let's go further. Wouldn't it be great if we could go right up to Taylor's and into hell?" "Yeah, okay, let's ask." Taylor's. Taylor's Stitch is a long line and a rate that goes dead straight from Mount Martin to Wobegonu. It's rocky and very narrow and steep in places, but you can walk along it and there's a bit of cover. The views are fantastic. You can drive almost up onto it at one point, near Mount Martin, on an old logging track that's hard to find now, it's so overgrown.